You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M network. Anthony Albanese joins us this morning. Anthony, welcome back. Thanks for waiting on.
Good to be here, mate.
The government announced the Royal Commission into Veteran Serving Defence Member Suicides yesterday. In March, a motion passed both chambers of Parliament supporting the creation of the Royal Commission. It's really important. Why has it taken so long?
Well, the government resisted having the Royal Commission. We've been calling for it now. Was one of the first things I did after I became leader. And I didn't do it lightly. I did it after talking to people like Julianne Finney, to talking to other veterans and families of veterans who'd taken their own lives. And I did it also after people like Luke Gosling, who's a former serviceman who is the member representing Darwin and Palmerston in the north. And he spoke to me about his comrades and his experience. And I was convinced that we needed nothing less than a Royal Commission. Well, the government announced an interim measure that they said was better than a Royal Commission, but the truth is it didn't have the powers that a Royal Commission have. And that's really what we need here.
You're right. Now, I know that you know this, but this week I've been talking to people who have benefited from the most wonderful organisation. They're called Wounded Heroes. I know you're aware of them, Anthony.
I sure am, yeah. And they are one of the groups of made up, not exclusively, but a lot of them are people who are former Defence Force personnel themselves. And the work that they do as volunteers is just extraordinary.
Well, I'm going to hit you for hopefully some funding if you win the next election, because they are all run by volunteers. They have a hotline, a 1300 hotline, Anthony, that's manned 24/7, even Christmas Day, by volunteers. Now, Martin Shaw is the president of Wounded Heroes. He has been for 10 years. He's on the other line. Martin, say hello to Anthony Albanese.
Good morning. Good morning, Anthony Albanese.
G'day, Martin. Absolute pleasure to be talking with you.
Martin, what would you like to say to the Leader of the Opposition?
Well, I'm very much aware that when he did come to office as Opposition Leader, that he did some consultation. I do follow these things closely, and called for the government to call for this Royal Commission. So there's some outcome there, and it shows the power that can be having from opposition.
Albo, can you believe that this organisation runs without any funding?
It's extraordinary that they received no funding at all.
Well, donations from the public, that's why we're trying to raise money, particularly in the lead-up to Anzac Day.
And that's a good thing, but one would have thought that certainly if we were in government, we would give serious consideration to it, have a look at it.
How much would you need, Martin?
How long is a piece of string there, Luke?
That's right.
We run off a smell of an oily rag. It's tough for the government. There is no... in our space here, as you know, Luke and Anthony, in our space, we're in crisis. So we look after families in a financial crisis or homeless. We looked after 834 homeless veterans and families last year, and just under 1,200 families in financial crisis. So for us, it's tough to get government grants because there's no legislation around that. But having said that, when you come to talk to the Royal Commission, then I'm interested in the outcomes of the Royal Commission. But more importantly, I'm interested about today. We're involved in this space. We know these families. We know, and we have a proven service delivery model that can actually provide the outcomes and go a long way to prevent veteran suicide. And in that case there, Anthony and Luke, it's just about money. It's just about quick. It's about speed, and it's about funds to be able to enact a veteran, to put him into on a plane, to get him into a clinic, to engage with the hospital system, which is what we do. We're in this space up to our eyeballs, and I must say, without being too political, that you know, when we're announced around, you know, the consultation process in terms of reference for this particular space and what they're trying to achieve with those terms of references, I noticed that there's certain parts of that document that have already almost made their mind up, which I was on the phone today to Karen Bird, Jesse's mum, but also that for us, I think that we want to be at the table because when they talk about these organisations that the Prime Minister talked about today, and I will be writing to the Prime Minister, and I'll CC you, Anthony, if you like, that
yes,
we need
please.
To be at the table because we're actually, we're on the ground. We All are right. living this every day, 7 days a week, 24/7.
Yeah, every day, 24/7, Anthony. So, Martin, I've made the introduction here. Anthony has said yes. He will look into it. He will certainly love to be CC'd on any correspondence you have. And Albo, what else would you like to say to Martin?
Oh, just that. Just thank you for the work that you and your organisation does. It's you know, I think that all of us in this great country of ours owe such a debt to the men and women who wear our uniform and risk their own lives in order to defend our way of life. And the least we can do is to look after people when they come home.
And suggesting that soldiers that fought in Afghanistan may not get their medals and their honours. I mean, whose idea was that?
Yeah, well.
Seriously?
Extraordinary proposition. But we have, you know, more than 18 defence personnel and veterans have taken their lives, their own lives, this year alone. 18.
It's dreadful. All right. Hopefully something will come out of this. Martin, I'll let you go. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time, Luke, and look forward to catching up one day, Anthony. I'm meeting with Jason Clare on Wednesdays. And
he's terrific, and Shane Newman has done, I've got to say, as our Veterans Affairs shadow, he has just been sensational.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy.
He's engaged, he's genuine, and I look forward to hearing what comes of that.
All right, you two will now be in touch. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, thanks, Luke. See you.
Anthony Albanese, there's so much more I want to talk to you about. My listeners want to talk about the future of manufacturing in Australia. They want to talk about the future of green energy. They want to know, can their kids afford to get into a home one day? There's so much that I know my listeners want to talk to you about. Can we talk on a semi-regular basis, do you reckon?
Absolutely. I'll actually, in a few hours' time, later today, I'll be giving a speech to the Clean Energy and Jobs Summit that we're holding. It's online, it's virtual, where we've gathered people looking at how clean energy can actually drive manufacturing jobs in particular, about the opportunities that are there from new technology and from the transformation of our economy.
Is there really a possibility we could reinvigorate and kickstart the Australian car manufacturing industry?
Of course we could.
Will we be competitive? Look, that's a topic for next week.
I'll leave you with one thought, Luke.
Yeah.
Which is that everything that goes into a battery in an electric vehicle, which is something that is going to be happening, not just passenger vehicles, but trucks, heavy vehicles, buses, of course, it's all happening. There's not a car manufacturer or auto manufacturer in the world that is looking at internal combustion engines at the moment. It's all changing. And everything that goes into it, the nickel, the copper, the lithium, we have it in abundance, and we should be, for example, as a very much first step, but at least building batteries here for the automotive industry. Something like one in four of batteries in electric vehicles around the world, and there are now many millions of them, have nickel that come from the nickel refinery in Kwinana in Western Australia.
All right.
We have huge opportunities. We should take advantage of it.
Let's talk about it next time we talk, and we'll talk again soon. I really appreciate your time today.
Terrific. Thanks, Luke.
Anthony Albanese, the opposition leader, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.
The Night Shift. Around Australia on the Triple M network.